Hi, I'm Chandrasekhar. I support engineer in Microsoft Developer Support. In this work item tracking session, I'm going to cover managing work items using Microsoft Excel and Microsoft Project. Let's see how to create work items using Microsoft Excel. If you open a new Microsoft Office Excel worksheet, on the menu bar, select the team menu, and on the left hand side you could see an option with a new list. If you click on this new list, it will open a new window, or you can say a model dialog box, model dialog window, which is similar to connecting to a team project using Team Explorer. It will show you the servers. Right now I have only one server that I selected here, and the project collections under the team project collections node, and the team projects that are under the team project collection on the right hand side. Select any one project. Here I am selecting the project design and click on connect. Once you click on connect, another dialog box opens, which gives you an option to select a query list and also an input list. By default, the query list option was selected, and if you have any existing queries that are created in your Team Explorer or in Team Foundation server, you can select that for the respective team project. Here I already selected the project design, and if you expand the My Queries nodes, and you could see that all work items query that was already exists in that. And if you want to select to team queries, you can choose any available queries under these team queries, like under iteration one, you could choose active bugs, active task, bug triage. Similarly, you could select any one of the available queries in this list. Let's select this all work items query under My Queries and click on OK. And then the work items that are created or that are returned by the query are displayed in this screen. You could see this work item ID 1, 2, 3, 4 of type task, and in this title, if you see this title and title 2, these are all the columns that are selected, and I can say this title 2 is the linked work item that was linked to the task 2, and you can say this is a tree view format. And if you want, you can choose these columns options as work item type as one of the column option here, that we can do that. And by default, the work item query resulted in 4 work items, and those 4 work items are displayed here. And if it is assigned to somebody, and it will show it was assigned to some user, and the username will be displayed. Okay. And if you go to this team query, and if you select on this any row, if you select at the top, it only displays 2 options or 3 options. Remaining options for the respective cells, or you can say the work items, are grayed out, and only the new list and the configure connection and the new reports, so only these 3 options are available. And if you select any work item, let's select the cell with work item 1, and if you click on the publish, nothing will happen. If any changes are done to this work item, the results will be posted to your Team Foundation server, or you can say the results will be exported to your Team Foundation server. And the option refresh If there is any changes that have applied, that have done to the work items in the Team Foundation server, if you click on the refresh, those changes will be reflected back to this work items in Microsoft Excel. And let's see how to create a work item here, and we will try to publish that work item into Team Foundation server. And here the work item ID is the read-only. There is no need to give the work item ID. It will be picked automatically by your Team Foundation server. And the work item type, I'm selecting again the task. And if I select this, I just want to create menus and home page. Okay, and assign it to I will assign to Shekhar Vishwanathan, and the state is active. Okay, now I created this work item, and I want to publish this work item. Yeah, for that we need to select this work item cell, or else the option will be grayed out. Okay, let's select this task cell and click on publish. Now you could see this work item ID was generated, that is the number 5, with the title, and assigned it to, and the state is active. If you refresh, the same work items will be displayed here. And if you want to see this work item in Team Explorer, go back to Visual Studio and just click on this refresh, and you could see this work item was created here. You could open this work item, and let's do some changes to this work item. I just want to create a link for that work item. I just want to link this work item to your previous work item. Let's click on the link to, and I want to link to this work item with the ID 3, and let's select the child, no, parent. That means work item 3 is a parent to the work item 5. Comment work item link something, and click on OK. Once you click on the OK, the new link will be displayed under this work item, and save this work item. Okay, and nothing will happen even if you refresh. And if you want to add any values, or if you want to modify this value, let's see. Let me make into some meaningful way. Create menus in home page without program logic. And save this work item. And if you could see this, if you refresh on this, automatically the five work item 5 was created as a subtask. And go back to the Excel and click on refresh here. Now you could see the task work item as the child work item to the work item 3, and the state is active. And you could observe this if you expand this, and this title was updated. Create menus in home page with our program logic. I want to change this link type. I want to link this work item to work item 4. how do I do that? That you can do from here. And if you click on links and attachments, and it shows the available links for the respective work item. I selected the work item 4, and for the work item 4 I don't have any links and I don't have any attachments, so that's why it is showing as empty. Let's select the work item 5 and click on links and attachments. You could see here the parent work item is 3 and it doesn't have any attachment, that's why it is showing empty. And go back to the links tab and select this work item and edit link. I want to change the link type, or I can say that a link to the work item from number 3 to 4. I don't want to change any other parameters, I just want to change that work item from 3 to work item 4 as the parent, and click on OK. Again, publish. Done. Click on close. Click on refresh. Now you could see this. The work item ID 5 was modified. The link type for the work item ID with 5 was modified to 4. That means now your 4 work item with ID with 4 is the new link, new parent for the work item with ID 5. Okay, select work item and now we will choose columns. Click on the choose columns options and you will get a window with available columns. All the fields which are in the work items are available here to choose as a columns, and you could choose any one value. Let's select created by, and I want to add this at the end of the fields and click on OK. If you click on OK, the field will be added at the end, and let's click on OK and we'll see. Okay, and again click on choose columns, and this add required button, if you click on this add required button, all the required field will be added to the selected columns. That means activated by, area path, iteration path, reason. These 4 fields are required fields, and those fields will be displayed under this selected columns. And if you want, you can click on reset so that those columns will be deleted from the selected columns. Okay, let's click on OK, and now you could see this created by as a column which was added at the end of this table. Now, the edit areas and iterations option at the top. Click on this and you would get a window which is similar to the areas and iterations when you select from Team Explorer, and you could select areas here and iteration here, and you can click on close so that that area and iteration would be selected for that work item. And there is one option that is a configure. If you click on this configure, you would get 2 options, that is the list and server connection. Let's click on the list, and if you click on this list, you would get this configure list properties window. That is the first window from where we choose this work item query. And if you here, the options are different. You would get 2 options. One is the refresh from query, and the another one is refresh current work items only. If you select the first option, that is a refresh from query, any work items that were created in a Team Explorer or in Team Foundation server, the latest I mean, those work items will be displayed under this Microsoft Excel, under this table. If you choose the second option, that is refresh current work items only, then the existing work items in this Microsoft Excel are updated, or if any changes are done in the existing work items in Team Foundation Server, those changes or modifications will be updated in this Excel. Just to click on this apply, you could see this refresh of this page, and again go to the configure and click on the list, and now you could see this the second option was selected. And if you want to use the different query, and you go and select this query, and the same thing will be happen. And server connection, and this option would give it to proceed with the reconnect operation only if the host server instance has been upgraded or the team project collection has been moved to another server instance. You can only reconnect a document to a team project collection that stores a team project previously bound to the document. This is just a warning message, and it is clearly specifying that reconnect operation only if the host server instance has been upgraded, or if the team project collection under the existing team foundation server was moved to a different instance, or you can say the different application tier. In such situation, you could reconnect a document to your team project collection, or else there is no need to do that. And even if you click on OK, it will give you an option to select the team project collection and the respective team project, and that's it. Okay, and there is one more option just below the configure, that is open in web access. If you want to view any work item in a web access, that you can view by clicking on this. And similarly, the various options like add tree level, add child, outend, indent, these are with respect to the formatting of these work items, especially the display in the work items in this Excel. And if you click on the new reports, and these work items will be displayed in a new query, only this option will be available if you configure the reports for the Team Foundation server. And the other one is Team Project Portal, and if you configure the SharePoint with the existing Team Foundation server, you could, if you click on this, it will redirect to the portal, and it will show the work items under that. And similarly, the Team Project Process Guidance, if you click on this Process Guidance, the respective process guidance for the team project will be displayed, and the Team Foundation help for any help in the Team Foundation server. And let's see how to create and edit work items using Microsoft Project. In this Microsoft Project, you have this similar menu like Excel, that is the team menu, and choose the team project. There we got an option as new list. Here it is an option as choose team project. Let's set the team project, and you would get the same team project collection window with the team projects under that. Select any team project and click on connect, and it will show you the work items. You could see this task mode, work item, title, duration, start, and click on get work items. Here saved query is all work items, and click on find. Now you got the work items, and select all, or else you can choose an option as a selector, or you can, if you want any specific work items, that you can select only the specific work items and click on OK. Now those work items will be displayed in this. You could see the columns here, work item, IDs 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 2 and 4 are highlighted because those two are the parent work items for 3 and 5 respectively, and the duration, this was picked based upon the start and finish date. If you specify any start and finish date, it would show you as a duration as 1 day. And if your start and finish date is on the same day, and this is the functionality that it doesn't show a specific value like this number of hours like that, it will show as a 0 day if both your start and finish date are same. And if you go to this, and you could see this predecessor, that means if you want, you can sort. These are all the column options that are available, and the resource names. Resource name is the name of assigned to in the work items. The assigned to work item will be mapped to these resource names, and this resource name field is a project, Microsoft project related field, and that field was mapped to the assigned to. And you could see this area path, and if you want, you can select this area path and work item types, iteration path, publish and refresh. Yes, if it was already published, and it will show as yes here. And if you want, you can add any new columns from the available columns here. Let's create, and you could see this the timelines on right hand side for the respective work item. And for only one like work item, the start date and the end date was chosen, and that work item will be displayed here. And let's create a work item here. And there's one more here, the task mode, auto scheduled or manual scheduled. And this was auto schedule, depends upon the start and finish date. And this is the manual schedule. You could see this manual schedule option, and this is also manual scheduled. And if you want to schedule automatically, that you can do that. Just you can specify start and end date. Here I will specify 1 day, 2 days, 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, like that. I will specify the two days. By default, it takes a start date as today, and the end date will be calculated based on the start date. And if you want to choose any start date, there is a calendar control that is available. Let's choose the start date as something like 13, and the finish date is 14. That means your task start date is 13 and the finish date is 14. If you want to publish these changes, just click on the publish, and those changes will be reflected in your work item. And if you want to create any new work item here, that you can do that. Just give the title and program, or I will mention that create images for menus. And I could select, if once you enter the title, by default the task mode is manual, because we didn't mention any duration here. If you mention any duration, let's say it is 1 day, if you leave the field. And if you select the start and end date, that means I want to select in the next week. And let's publish this. And here it will show the work items. Seems like it's a warning, it's not yet published because the work item type is an invalid. Let's go back and choose the work item type. We didn't select any work item type, that's why it took by default as issue, but the respective fields are not matched with the existing work item type issue, that's why it threw in a warning message, or we can say an error message. And let's select task here. Now click on publish. Oh, if you I clicked on refresh, that's why it's showing this option. No, I don't want to discard my changes. Let's click on no and then publish. Now see the work item ID, it was 6, and you could select this task mode automatic auto schedule, then it will show that a timeline in your MS project. And okay, let's go back to your Team Explorer and try to refresh the query and how it shows. We'll see that. In this, click on refresh. Yes, we got the new work item, create images for menus. Let's create a new work item here and we'll try to publish in Excel. Try to export to Excel. New work item, again a task. It's a program logic. Program logic for home screen. Click on save work item. The work item ID will be 7. Close, refresh the query, and the 7 will be created here. And if you want to create a link between the 4 and 7, let's go to this work item, all links, and link to. You can select this child. Oh no, it's a parent. The work item ID is the 4. I click on OK, the link will be created. Save. And let's go back to the project and we will see this work item. Refresh. Got it. We got it. This 7. Work item is here and with the title, and it was not even assigned to any party, that's what it's showing. And by default it's not automatically scheduled. We can schedule it if you want. And if you click on the get work items, click on find, you will get the work items that are that the query returns. And the if you see this mark as this indicates that this item is already in the list that is in your project. And suppose if the work item is not there in this list, it will show you as a checkbox. And if you select that and if you click on OK, then that work item will be displayed and in this project. And now click on cancel here. And similarly, the links and attachments option, which is similar to your Microsoft Excel, and also the edit and areas and iterations, and configure server connections, open and web access. And there is one new option, that is the view column mappings. If you click on this, here you could see this MX project column name and the team foundation field name. Few fields are mapped by default in fieldmapping.xml, and you could see this area path was mapped to area path outline code name, and resource names are mapped to team foundation assigned to, Pagatam ID to ID, iteration path to iteration path, similarly title to title, work item type text 24. That means that field it takes only the length of text 24. Or you could say that text 24 is a field in Microsoft project that was mapped to work item type, and in turn the work item type of MS project column name was mapped to work item type of team foundation field name. Similarly, you have different fields. Click on close, and if you want, you can add any column here, and if you want any area path outline or anything that you could select from here, and that value will be displayed. These are all the available fields. You could see this text 13 was, which is a state field that was mapped, and a text 10 the work item ID, and a text 19 work item priority, and we saw the text 24 which was mapped to work item type in the project, a Microsoft project, intent that work item type was mapped to work item type in team foundation server. And anyway, we have the field work item type that was displayed in this Microsoft project. And in this session, we went through how to create and edit work items using Microsoft Excel and Microsoft Project. And at the end of this session, you should be able to create the work items in Microsoft Excel and Microsoft Project.